Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. You're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for the bigger picture. And I can tell you there's a bigger conversation going on at the moment in the United States, where both Vice President hopeful Joe Biden, he is attending a town hall, and so is U.S. President Donald Trump.
On the Trump end of things, it looks like the conversation has moved on to the fiscal stimulus that has been delayed since August. The big question asked him is, you know, when can we expect it? We saw yesterday how Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin talked about, well, maybe you'll get something, but it might not be before the elections.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we've had President Trump say about his Treasury Secretary that he's not bringing home the bacon when it comes to the conversation around a stimulus. He's just said, Republicans will agree to a big stimulus if I ask, that coming straight from that town hall. Meanwhile, Wall Street losing for a third straight day.
Yeah, so competing town halls dividing the focus for investors this morning as they have to flip channels between NBC and ABC. And also, a lot of things weighing down on sentiment. We've got the weekly U.S. jobless claims ticking up to his highest in nearly 2 months. To get a bigger picture, I've got Sunny Hamid. He's the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing this Friday?
Morning, Ryan. I'm fine, thank you.
Now, Sunny, the last time we talked about the markets 2 weeks ago, the main headline was around how the jobs recovery picture is showing some signs of stalling. But now, looking at numbers, it seems to be getting worse. How worrying is this picture for you right now?
Well, I think it's kind of expected to an extent, because after what happened in Q1, Q2, we had all the stimulus and support for jobs and direct support. And as that wanes and as the stimulus package gets stuck in Congress, this is the result. Meaning to say, companies will start to look forward into the future and say, it's unlikely I can support. I need to cut jobs in order to support profitability. So it is probably going to be something that's going to be occurring throughout this quarter and the next quarter, unless we get huge stimulus package coming in.
Yeah, Sunny, talking about looking to the future, we just got earnings season kicking off with the banks, and it was a rather cautious tone because they talked about how the low interest rate environment is going to be a dent in future earnings. What are you expecting in the quarters to come, as well as the rest of the earnings season?
Well, I think the bar may have been set a bit low this time around, given what happened in Q1 and Q2. So I think we could see some companies matching expectation, even exceeding expectation. But more importantly, actually, guidance. So the big question now is whether there is some positive guidance from companies, which wasn't the case the last round. So market will be focusing on that.
Okay, and if you look at the technology space, right, Goldman Sachs has published a report cutting its recommendation on tech stocks to neutral. So it's a bit worried about policy changes and the slowing economic growth affecting the upside for stocks. Sunny, what's your view on the tech sector right now?
Well, it eventually would have to come to this point. I mean, there's always a price for something, and when you see technology stocks running up the way they have, there comes to a point whereby you ask yourself whether it's still worthwhile to go in, or are there alternatives? Is the risk reward better somewhere else compared to continuing to pump money into tech stocks? And I think we've kind of reached that point, and Goldman is highlighting that. So I think we could see some shift, and I agree with it, away from tech to potentially what we call value stocks.
Our chairman is Sunny Hamid. He's the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. And Sunny, when you look at what's happening around you right now, so many things for investors to digest. You've got what's happening between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. You've got the U.S. stimulus progress in Congress. And you also have the COVID-19 cases. What are some of the top questions that clients are asking you right now in terms of how to manage their money? And what's your advice to them?
Well, basically, there are quite a few questions people have on their minds today. Questions such as, when is that rotation from growth to value? Is it happening? Is there going to be a shift from U.S. to the rest of the world? What about the cash on the sidelines? When is it going to be deployed? So I suspect within the next couple of months, especially heading into the new year, we could potentially see these questions being answered. So it could end up as a volatile period, but at the same time, it could be a period whereby it shows us the direction of the markets over at least the next 6 months when these things take place. So we are cautiously optimistic over the short run, but big picture, picture-wise, I think there are still things like COVID and the macro environment which dictates, and if that deteriorates, then, you know, all cards are off the table.
Yeah, of course, we are heading into the U.S. elections, and this is something a lot of people are watching. And you have indications that Joe Biden is widening his lead in many polls. What are the implications of this? Will this be a possible catalyst for markets to push up even higher?
Potentially, yes. Initially, the market's reading was a Biden win would probably be slightly negative because of a potential rollback in tax cuts. But now I think the market's saying that, you know, regardless of who comes in, we're going to get one, a good stimulus package, and two is the lifting of political uncertainty. So I think these two things potentially could result in a bias more to the upside than to the downside post-elections, regardless of who wins.
Yeah, and Sunny, one more thing to talk about. You talk about rotating to other sectors. I know you're a fan of BTS. Is this something you're looking at right now?
It's incredible. I mean, I just heard from a friend that basically they had a virtual concert the other day, and a million people paid, I think, $60 or something like that to attend. And this would never have happened had they had what we call a physical concert. So again, I think it's moving away from what we call a value to a growth proposition, because now the world is their oyster and their ocean, and they can virtually just do concerts with a million people. I mean, how do you value a company like that? So it's going to be interesting.
All right. We've been joining Sunny Hamid. He's the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Sunny, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks
a great weekend.
Me. You too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.